Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you over the next 30 minutes. Going to be talking a lot of college basketball. Best time of the year. We've reached the point in conference tournaments. We got live games going on right now. We got the Big 12. We got the A-10, ACC going on. Reed Wallach going to join me in moments to talk a little bit about the conference tournaments. Also, Casey Hudson will join me later on in the show. We'll give out some best bets on the ice tonight. We'll give out some picks in the Players' Championship as well as they tee off at TPC Sawgrass tomorrow. Going to be a great show. You guys have any questions, comments, bets, let us know. Throw it in the chat and go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Reed Wallach, host of the Early Read, and he does content for BetSided as well. Reed, great to have you on the show, man. There really wasn't anybody else I wanted this week than you, because I know you love college hoops as much as I do. We got the conference tournaments in full swing now in the Power Six conferences. So as we get into the conference tournament, what are some games that you like for today? What are some best bets that you have on your card?
Yeah, glasses in session, PJ. Happy to be here. Happy March to all those that observe. Yeah, this is a pretty crazy time of year. There's games all day long. And yeah, if you want action, you come to the right place. There's plenty of games to chew on. Early tournament action, games already in session, Virginia Tech at halftime, all that stuff. But I'm eyeing a game tonight in the ACC tournament. NC State is a team that I think is circling the drain. Head coach Kevin Keats, I think, is on the hot seat. I think you might get that dismissed report after they're eliminated from the ACC tournament. Syracuse, a bit of an inconsistent up-and-down team under first-year coach Adrian Autry, but I do think Judah Minta is the best player on the floor. They won both of these games already against NC State, and I mean, they weren't all that fluky. Shot quality graded them each as greater than 75% win expectancy, so it was a pretty ho-hum win for the Orange, who have been trending up to end the season. So you're getting -1.5, cheap money line. I think Syracuse could take care of NC State. NC State was a team I was eyeing yesterday of what's that effort level going to be like against Louisville? Like, are they going to show up against the worst team in the ACC and went down early, pulled away late against a bad team? I think Syracuse is the right side tonight against NC State.
All right, so Reed's going with the Cues tonight in the ACC tournament. Reed, what's the conference tournament you're most looking forward to? We're getting ready to preview the SEC here in a little bit. I can't wait for that league. It gets going tonight. You can make a case for like 6 or 7 teams that could win that conference tournament. But what's the one that you're most excited to watch?
I think it is the SEC tournament, because I think that you have a crowded top with a handful of intriguing teams that can maybe make a run and upset those top teams. You're talking about Florida, maybe Texas A&M, and obviously you have high-level talent like Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, and Alabama. I think the SEC to me, from a watchability standpoint, is the most interesting. I think from a betting perspective, though, the Big 12 might be the most interesting because I think there's a lot going on there. Obviously, everyone is going to talk about Kansas, a sixth seed for, I mean, when's the last time you've seen that one? But Kansas really banged up with Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough likely missing the entire tournament, as long as that may be. They're an underdog tonight against Cincinnati. I also think it's interesting because Houston, the one seed, has a handful of injuries themselves. Are they going to go full throttle and try and win their first ever Big 12 tournament in their first year? I'm not sure. I think that maybe Kelvin Sampson has an eye towards next week's NCAA tournament instead of the Big 12 tournament. So that led me to, all that being said, I took Baylor at, I think this number has been bet down with all the Kansas news coming out, but I bet Baylor early in this tournament. They will get the winner of Kansas, Cincinnati tomorrow. And then they play an Iowa State team that they beat in a crazy game in Waco. I don't think the gap between those two teams is all that much. And then you get the finals with a potential matchup against Houston. I just think that matchup sets up nice. That path sets up nicely for Baylor to go on a nice run here this weekend. So Baylor in that, like, that 650, 7-1 range is pretty nice.
I'm totally with you. Yeah, I got the Bears at plus 800. They're plus 550 right now on BetMGM. I'm with you. With the Kansas injuries, Iowa State in the bottom half of that region, I think it's a pretty good draw for the Bears. Any other picks that you have for conference tournaments, Reed? I know we've been talking before the show. You like Baylor. I think there's another pick that you have as well in these conference tournaments.
Yeah, Clemson. We're back to the ACC. Clemson, I think, has the best path of any team in the ACC. Of course, you want to mix, okay, can they get to the finals? Can they actually win it all path-wise? But do they have the talent? I think Clemson pretty much fits the bill. They are the sixth seed. They will play the winner of, they will play Boston College tonight. And then they play, if they win that one, Virginia, who they are going to be favored against. They lost them by one at home, a game they blew late. Then they get a matchup with Duke, potentially, a team that they should have beaten at Cameron Indoor. I like their path quite a bit. That's close to the 10-1 range. So I think Clemson, a veteran team, playing like a top 30 team over the past month. They're 7-4 since February 1st, so the record isn't as pretty. But the team went through a really big shooting slump early in conference play, and they've rounded into form. They're shooting 37% from three since the start of February. The interior defense is elite. They have veterans in Gerard, PJ Hall. So I think Clemson is a team. If someone's going to break up that Duke-UNC third rubber match in the ACC tournament finals, I think it's Clemson, actually. And the ACC tournament as a whole, maybe this is noise, but I thought it was interesting. Since 2015, the 1-2 seed has advanced to the finals. This is combined. Four times since 2015, and only once has the one seed and two seed played in the finals. So this is a tournament where teams catch fire pretty quickly and teams go on a run. So Clemson is the team I pegged as someone who could maybe spoil a UNC-Duke rubber match.
Good nugget there. All right, so those are the picks that you have. What about any long shots, Reed? This time of the year, everybody's looking for that 50-1, 100-1, 150-1 long shot that maybe plays four games in 4 days and can win the whole thing. Is there a team or two out there that maybe you take a little sprinkle on?
So I haven't bet any myself. I'm kind of going more game to game with the conference tournaments. I don't have, outside of Clemson and Baylor, too many outright bets. I'd rather just bet these teams game to game, get a feel of what's going on. But I will say, in the Big Ten tournament, that bottom half of the bracket, avoiding Purdue, I think could maybe give you a glimpse at some chaos, whether it's Indiana, it's Nebraska, it's Iowa. Because you look at those 2 and 3 seeds, I think that you can maybe see a little bit of chaos with Illinois being the 2 seed. This Illinois team, I don't know what happened to their defense because they have a ton of interior size with Coleman Hawkins and Doja, but Illinois' defense, 148th in adjusted defensive efficiency since the start of February. Now, granted, the offense is number one in the entire country, so maybe that they just outscore everybody in the Big Ten, but I think you could see a team that's in that 40-1 range break through to the finals and play Purdue, and maybe you hope Purdue gets knocked off. So if you're going long shot hunting, I think the Big Ten's probably where you want to go, but definitely avoid Purdue because I do think Purdue this year, it's a team I love to fade in March, and I will be again come next week. But this week, I do think Purdue is a cut above the teams in the Big Ten, and I'm not looking to really fade them that early on in this one. So bottom half of the bracket, longer prices, you can maybe get a team to the finals with a hedge opportunity.
Me and you both, Reed. Looking forward to fading Purdue. Got about a minute left. I want to ask you about some of the teams that have already punched their ticket to the big dance, some mid-majors that I think could be intriguing in this year's tournament. St. Mary's, James Madison, and Drake. Of those three, who is your favorite, and who could be a team that you could see maybe making it to the second weekend?
Definitely Drake. I like Drake. This is a team that went last year to the tournament. A lot of similar guys back. Tucker DeVries, very talented forward. They were, inside of a bucket against Miami in that 5-12 game and nearly won. It was tight late. So I think Drake is a team that maybe that with another year of experience under their belt in the NCAA tournament, they can break through to the second weekend. But PJ, I'll just say this before I get out of here. It's all bracket dependent, right? It's all matchup dependent. You know, I could say that now, but then they draw a brutal draw and I'm completely opposite. So, you know, I think right now, if you're betting futures for the tournament, make sure you're being careful. Don't fall too much into what you're seeing this week. The market's pretty much sussed out who the best teams are and who where these teams are going to be rated heading into next week.
Totally agree. Reed Wallach, host of The Early Read, does content for BetSide as well. Great catching up with you, Reed. Enjoy the madness. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, PJ. Good luck this week.
All right, you as well. Moving on now as we continue our previews of the conference tournaments here on Send It In. It's time to look at the SEC. Talked about it with Reed. This is the conference tournament I'm most excited about. I think you can make a legit case for six or seven teams to win the SEC tournament this year. As you can see on Twitch or YouTube, if you're watching, you get the layout of the bracket. Tennessee's the top seed. Kentucky is the two. Bama the three. Auburn the four. But what makes the SEC so good is the seeds from like 5 to that 11 range. South Carolina was picked preseason to finish last in the SEC. They've had an incredible year. I think Lamont Paris should be National Coach of the Year. They're the 5 seed. Florida is the 6 seed, a dangerous sleeper team that a lot of people like. Texas A&M is going to get Ole Miss in the 7-10 matchup. LSU and Mississippi State in the 8-9, and then a couple games that we have tonight. Vandy and Arkansas in the 12-13, and Georgia and Missouri in the 11-14. Speaking on the two games tonight, I will say Missouri is 0-18 in SEC play. It's really, really hard to go winless in conference play. So I don't know if they're going to win tonight, but I certainly would not bet Georgia because Georgia's season's done. At best, they probably win tonight's game. They're going to lose to Florida tomorrow if they end up winning. But Missouri, nobody wants to go winless in conference play. So I think Missouri is going to be highly motivated tonight. They're playing better in the second half of the season, so I would take a look at Mizzou. I certainly like Arkansas. Yesterday, we talked about Arizona State as a long shot in the Pac-12. I think Arkansas is worth a look in the SEC, especially at their price at 150-1. Arkansas was a team that was picked preseason top 10 in the AP poll. They have 5-star caliber players on their team, really good guards. They've kind of been dealing with injuries throughout the year, but they're starting to get a little bit healthy. Eric Musselman is one of the best March tournament coaches that we have in college basketball, and I kind of like their draw. I think they're going to beat Vanderbilt tonight, even though it's going to be a home game for Vandy there in Nashville. I think Arkansas wins. I think they're going to upset South Carolina tomorrow, and then I think Arkansas going up against Auburn is a pretty good matchup. Bruce Pearl's teams haven't fared too well in the SEC tournament outside of winning it that one year about 4 years ago, so I think Arkansas could do some damage. I think their path sets up pretty nicely for them. As for some of the other teams, Texas A&M and Florida are two teams that I would watch out for. A&M and Ole Miss is a rematch of the regular season finale. A&M blew them out. Texas A&M, to me, has been one of the most disappointing teams this season. They were 15-3 last year in the SEC. They returned 4 of their 5 starters. They had the preseason SEC Player of the Year in Wade Taylor. I thought they were going to win the SEC this year. Now they're just fighting to make it into the NCAA tournament. But this is a team that has been to the SEC tournament final the last 2 years. They know what it takes to win this time of the year, and they know what it takes to win on a neutral floor. Buzz Williams' teams, the way that they're built defensively, how they can mix up their pressures, how they can control games. They're great on the free throw line. They're really good this time of the year. So I would look out. I know a lot of people are going to like Kentucky, and rightly so. They're playing really well. They're really talented. But don't be surprised if A&M makes a run, and don't be surprised if Florida makes a run either. That Bama-Florida game is going to be really good because Nate Oates has never lost in Nashville. He's 10-0 at the SEC tournament when it's in Nashville. but Florida, top to bottom, might be one of the best teams in the SEC. They have four big men that Todd Golden plays. They have really good guards. They can score. They lost to Bama in Tuscaloosa in OT, and they beat them by 20 last week. So I think Florida and A&M could be a couple teams to watch. Arkansas, certainly. At the end of the day, though, Tennessee has been the best team in this league, really, from start to finish. They have the best player in the league in Dalton Knecht. The defense is always going to be there with Tennessee, but the difference with them this year is that they can score with these teams. They beat Bama and Kentucky on the road. They beat the Cats in Rupp. They beat Bama in Tuscaloosa. They can beat teams in the 50s and 60s, and they can beat teams in the 80s and 90s. A lot of times when we get tournaments like this where you're trying to make a decision on who you want to take, and it seems like there are a lot of good options, you'd be surprised at how many times the number one seed ends up winning it. So I'll take Tennessee plus 160 to win the SEC. Moving on now to the Big Ten, which should be another really good conference tournament. Reed laid it out really nicely. That bottom half of the Big Ten tournament is going to be really interesting. You have Purdue at the top as the number one seed. Illinois is the number two. Nebraska, great year under Fred Hoiberg, number three. Northwestern is your number four. And then tomorrow, Wisconsin will get going. They're the number five seed. Michigan State and Minnesota in the 8-9 is going to be really good. If Sparty loses that game, they're going to be a little shaky on Selection Sunday. And the Big Ten tournament this year is in Minneapolis. It's going to be a home game for Minnesota. They're going to get a great crowd support. That'll be a fun game kicking off tomorrow. Ohio State and Iowa will be good. Two teams that are on the bubble that really need that game. And then Indiana is going to be your sixth seed, likely playing Penn State, who plays Michigan tonight. Rutgers is also playing Maryland. As for the two games tonight, I couldn't bet Michigan. Juwan Howard might be done at the end of this year. Maybe he comes back for one more year, but it's been a huge disappointment for Michigan this season. Penn State is starting to play a little bit better here in the second half of the year. Maryland and Rutgers are mirror images of each other. They're two top 10 defenses and two horrific offenses. So I want absolutely nothing to do with that game. I do think Purdue makes it to the final. I think the top half of the bracket really sets up nice for Purdue, whether it's Northwestern, Wisconsin. Their toughest game might be that 8-9 game. A lot of times these teams that have double byes, it's that first game that's the trickiest, right? Because these other teams have had a game or two before they play you, and you've just been sitting around all week and you've been waiting. So maybe that Minnesota-Michigan State game could get a little bit interesting, but I do think Purdue's going to the final, and I think they're going to match up with Illinois. I think Illinois is the kind of team that I'm looking for in these conference tournaments. I told you guys earlier in the week, a lot of my handicapping for conference tournaments are who are the teams that I think are going to get hot, that not a lot of people are talking about right now, but after they see them win a conference championship, then everybody falls in love with them. That was Duke's team last year. Nobody was really talking about Duke, and then they win the ACC tournament. Everybody has them in their Final Four, and they lose in the second round. The year before, it was Iowa and Keegan Murray, where nobody was really talking about Iowa, and then they win the Big Ten tournament, and then they lose in the first round to Richmond. I think nobody's really talking about Illinois right now, even though they have one of the best offenses in the country. And I'm telling you guys, they have the best closer in college basketball in Marcus Domask. He's not even the best player on his team. That's Terrence Shannon Jr. But if there's a player that I need to will my team to a victory in the final 5 minutes of a game, it's Marcus Domask. He's terrific. That's why I'm trusting Illinois, and that is why they are going to be my pick to win the Big Ten at plus 300. I like their price. I like the way that the bracket shapes out for them. I think Iowa and Ohio State are a good matchup for them. Getting Nebraska as a three seed is absolutely fantastic as well. So give me the Illini plus 300 in the Big Ten. All right, time to give out some picks for today as we go off the glass on Send It In. Any questions, comments, bets that you guys have for me, let me know. I'll talk about six games on the slate today, but if there are any other games that you guys like, throw it in the chat. We'll get to them. We'll start with a game in the ACC, Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Wake is 9.5-point favorites. The total is 136 and a half. I love the Irish today, plus 9.5. I'd sprinkle some money line as well. Teams like Wake Forest, when we get to conference tournaments, are teams that I love to fade because Wake is squarely on the bubble. All the pressure is on Wake Forest today. Notre Dame's playing with house money. They know if they want to make the NCAA tournament, they're going to have to win the ACC tournament, and that's just not happening. But under Mike Shrewsbury, it's year one. He had to turn that program around, and he's certainly done that in the second half of the season. They've won like six of their last nine games. They're starting to play really well. Scored 80 points yesterday. They beat Wake Forest in South Bend a couple weeks ago, so they know they can beat this team. And with all the pressure on Wake Forest, the closer that game is, the later and deeper that we get into the second half, it's going to be more and more pressure on Wake. I'll take the Irish plus the points today. I also like Washington plus 3.5 against USC. This is my favorite bet of the day. This game is a mirror image of what we saw between St. Mary's and Gonzaga yesterday. That Zag-St. Mary's game opened up at 1. With sportsbooks fully well knowing that everybody was going to be on Gonzaga in that game. And what ends up happening? Gonzaga loses outright. We have the same thing again today. This game opened up USC minus 1. The books know that everybody's going to be on USC. It's the same exact spread that we got with the Zags yesterday. Trojans are favored by 3.5. Give me the Huskies. They got a sneaky offense. They can really score. I think they win that game. I'll take Washington plus the points and on the money line as well. Really good game in the Big 12 today between Oklahoma and TCU. Two teams that I would watch out for in March Madness. Oklahoma's head coach is Porter Moser. You might remember him with those Loyola Chicago teams. And then TCU is one of my sleepers. They got really good guard play. They're a veteran team with a ton of seniors, and they play everybody close. They can play the best teams in the country right down to the wire. They've beaten Houston already this season, but this is too many points. Getting over the full possession with Oklahoma, I think the Sooners are the play at plus 3.5. Then we have Georgetown and Providence tonight in the Big East tournament. I know it's tough taking Georgetown, but we're going to do it tonight. This is a narrative page play right here. Ed Cooley, the head coach of Georgetown, has a chance to ruin his former school's NCAA tournament hopes, and I think he might do it. These two teams played a couple weeks ago. We were on Georgetown. The score didn't indicate how close that game was. The Hoyas had their opportunities. I think they hang around, maybe even win the game today. I'll take the Hoyas against Providence. I'll also take Kansas tonight, plus the 2.5 and on the money line against Cincinnati. A lot of people are going to see Kansas, the number 16 team in the country, the number 6 seed in the Big 12 against the number 11 seed Cincinnati as underdogs, and they're going to say, what's up with this game? Kansas is missing their two best players, Kevin McCullough and Hunter Dickinson. But I love these spots in college basketball. You'd be surprised at how many times when a team is missing their best players, they end up winning that game. We see it happen in the NBA all the time. You remember that Cavs-Celtics game from a week ago where everybody was out for Cleveland and they still won? Same things happen in college hoops. I'll take Kansas tonight. And then finally, Arizona State and Utah. Give me the Sun Devils, plus 5.5. You guys know I love looking at KenPom, and I love seeing how these teams are rated. And this game should be 10 points on a neutral floor, but it's only 5.5. Why? Because I think a lot of people, smart people, are on Arizona State tonight. They swept the season series against Utah. I think they sweep them for a third time. I think they go 3-0 against the Utes this season. Give me ASU plus 5.5, and I'll take them on the money line as well. A reminder to tip off the madness with BetQL this Sunday as soon as the brackets are set. Join Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet Countdown to tip off presented by BetMGM at 7 Eastern. Whether you're in a local office pool or love the thrill of the bet, this is your pregame. Stream it anywhere you go with the Odyssey app or watch on twitch.tv/BetQL Sunday at 7 Eastern. Time for Model Making Money. We check in with our friend Casey Hudson. Any questions for Casey tonight in the NHL? You can go to twitch.tv/BeckQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or Twitter and Instagram at the BeckQL app. Casey, happy Wednesday. Great to see you. Before we get to your plays, what are the five-star plays that BeckQL has for us today?
One five-star play today in college basketball, and it's going to be Colorado State minus 14.5 spread versus San Jose State. According to our geniuses over at BetQL, San Jose State is not too good against good ball handling skill teams. They're actually 2-11 so far this season. Most importantly, they have a lot of turnover issues that Colorado State can capitalize on.
All right, Casey, so that's what the model likes tonight. What about you? What are some of your favorite bets tonight in the NHL? I know you got some.
always taking it to the ice. A lot of really good matchups tonight, actually. So one of my favorites is going to be Adrian Kempe versus the Blues. This is a bit of a battle. Their winning streak and their winning totals are kind of head-to-head, and the Blues have played some decent hockey lately, surprised a few teams out here, but Kempe's been so consistent, so I like his shots on goal. 8 shots on goal through 2 games this season, 3 points through 2 games this season, so you can even look at catching him for a point. Then you've got Buchnevich for shots on goal as well. This is another guy who's been so key for the Blues for producing or at least generating an offense, so check him out for shots on goal, that 3+. And then most importantly, we can't talk about hockey when the Avs are playing and not talk about Nathan McKinnon. Grab him for a point tonight. This guy has 17 shots on goal through 2 matchups versus the Vancouver Canucks, so you know he's going to pick up at least 4+ shots on goal to try to get that top line going tonight.
All right, yeah, Casey, you bring up McKinnon. I want to talk to you about that game. Avs and Canucks tonight, two of the best teams out west. Who do you like in the game? And then of these two teams, who do you like moving forward?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I feel like I haven't given the Avalanche much love this season, but I've got to respect what they've been able to do. They made some moves to bolster their second line by adding Duhemi as well as Mittelstadt, and we've seen that play out quite well. Now, in the last 4 games, they've posted 8 more goals than the Vancouver Canucks, and while they're able to do that, they're going to be going against a Canucks team that's not letting up many goals. They're sitting at 2.67 goals against. So the Canucks have fallen short in both meets so far this season. They're going to be more desperate for a win, not only to make the case of who should be the top team out west, but to show that they can compete with an Avs team that's gotten a lot of love all season long. So when it comes to my favorite team out west, I'm going to stick with the Vancouver Canucks. I think that they're heading in the right direction at the right pace at the right time. They're checking the right boxes. They're solid in the faceoff circle. Where they really have to pick up is their special teams, but the Avalanche are a bit on a roll right now. I mean, 20 goals in their last 4 games, and again, they're generating a lot of offense ever since Nishchukin came back. He's been tremendous for them. So I can see this being a close one. I like this under 6.5 total because defense has to show up strong for both teams and goaltending. But the Avs might end up taking this game tonight.
I like it. Can't wait to watch. Going to be awesome. Avs Canucks tonight. Casey, great talking to you as always. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
See you next week.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And over at BetMGM, once a day, you can play the free BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the point guard. Choose to either pass to Kevin Garnett, Jalen Rose, or take it to the hoop yourself. If you score, you win a prize. Details can be found on BetMGM.com. Download the BetMGM app and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. All right, guys, time to wrap up the show. We got about 3.5 minutes left. It's time for PJ's Plays. We're also going to give out our full card for the Players Championship this week at TPC Sawgrass, the fifth major, as they call it, on the PGA Tour. We're going to start with the prop lock. I got an assist from my girl Trista Crick on this one. De'Aaron Fox over 28.5 points versus the Lakers. De'Aaron Fox, anytime he plays the Lakers, he always cooks. He had 44 against them in their last meeting. I like the over for Fox tonight against the Lakers. My stay away game, we talked about it when we were previewing the Big Ten. I'm staying away from Maryland and Rutgers. The Terps are favored by 3.5. No way I can lay over a possession with them in this game. Again, two teams that are top 10 according to KenPom on defense, but are 150 or worse on offense. This game is going to be in the low 60s, maybe even the high 50s. Every point matters. I'm going to stay away from Maryland and Rutgers. My dog of the day is going to be Ed Cooley and the Hoyas. Georgetown plus 9.5 against Providence. Look, Providence, you got to give them a lot of credit. They lost their best player, Bryce Hopkins, early on in the season. Yet here we are, less than 4 days away from Selection Sunday, and they still have an opportunity to get into the NCAA tournament. With all that being said, Ed Cooley really had a phenomenal career at Providence. He built that program up, did some great things with them, and now he has a chance to kick them out of the NCAA tournament. This is how sports works. This is a narrative Peach play. I'll take the Hoyas plus 9.5. Shawnee Sharp, what are you on today in the NBA? What do you like?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going to the Bulls-Pacers game going on down here in Indianapolis. My Bulls, I'm going with Kobe White over 20.5 points, kind of going back to the well here. The Pacers have allowed 26.5 points per game to the point guard position in the last 30 days. Pacers are second in the league in pace. Kobe White can run. So if the Bulls have to go up to that pace, I think they're going to lean on Kobe here tonight.
All right, very good. Shawnee Sharpe going with Kobe White. He'll be at that Bulls-Pacers game tonight, so he'll be rooting for Kobe White to score some buckets. I'm going to take Washington as my best bet, +3.5 against USC. A lot of people are on USC because they had a ton of injuries during the regular season, but they're healthy now. They have one of the best players in Isaiah Collier. It's going to be a lottery pick. They obviously have Bronny James there, Boogie Ellis. They have really good guards at USC, but I like fading those kind of teams that everybody's on. USC is an extremely trendy play, and I told you guys, this game from a betting standpoint mirror images the Gonzaga-St. Mary's game from yesterday. It opened at 1, it's closing at 3.5. Most likely that's where it is right now, and the Gales won outright yesterday. I think Washington wins outright today. Some picks for the Players' Championship out at TPC Sawgrass, our full card. I'm riding with Max Homa at 28-1. Homa has been killing it in his 6 events this season. 4 of the 6, he has finished in the top 15. I'll also take Tom Hoagie, one of the most accurate iron players on tour. Hoagie's a past winner at Pebble Beach, where you have to be extremely accurate. There's a lot of water all over that course. I think he'll be in contention this week at Sawgrass. Finished 3rd there last year. So those are my 2 picks to win. I'll pick Willie Z to stay hot, take him in the top 10, along with Tom Kim, whose game matches up really well here, and then Austin Eckroat and Shane Lowry in my top 20. To recap our best bets for today, once again, De'Aaron Fox over 28.5 points against the Lakers. Maryland Rutgers is going to be my stay away game. Georgetown +9.5 against Providence, my dog of the day. And Washington +3.5 against USC is my best bet. Thanks again to Reed Wallach, Casey Hudson for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Enjoy all the madness today. If you missed this, check us out on the Send It In podcast. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here for some Send It In.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.